Simen Lamed Beis, if you give Yia a Klaf Sholeh, Shaloh Yevoy Nekovim, She'ein Adyoy Oiver Alof. Klaf that one is riding on has to be full without holes, because if there's a hole, that when you write on it, the hole will be recognizable in the letter, then it will pass to the letter. Da'ayin Shaloh Tehei, Ha'ois Niris B'Chalukah L'Shtai. Shechav says, it has to be a hole big enough that when you write over it, then one would actually see a hole in the letter. It's such a tiny hole that when you write over it, you don't see a hole, it's all right. Shabruz Mechadish, two chidushim. Number one is that if it has a very tiny hole, that if you look at it, you don't notice it, but if you hold it up against the sun, then you would see that the ray of light goes through it, that's still kosher. Because he holds that it's not considered a hole which is noticeable, which is the opinion of many achreinim. It says a chumra, there'll be room to say that the only time a hole passes the letter is if it actually cracks the letter completely. But if the hole is in the middle of the thick part of the letter, so the letter still remains complete on the two sides of the hole. Even so, and this is the opinion of the Taz, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens, even so it's possible. Because L'maisa, the letter is not complete. All this is talking about, that at the time you're writing it, you're going to have a hole in the letter. But if when you wrote it was perfectly good, and afterwards somebody punctured it and it got a hole, then we'll see later, that as long as up to that hole you have a full letter, then it's kosher, even though the remaining part has been separated from the letter.